I just wondered what were the procedures, because if it is the case, and it has been the case over the course of the last number of years, that anonymous correspondence is coming in to not only this local authority, but to other local authorities looking for information on individual members and so on and so forth. What were the procedures in place? And it is my opinion that if someone is seeking information, and I believe that everyone is entitled to information that's there, it's general public at the end of the day, it's a public body, but I think that people should put their full name and address to it properly. I suppose it took a fair level of discussion today, but if there are concerns from the general public out there, then they should put their name and address to it. To have an anonymous correspondence coming forward, to me, it's not good. It's you know, if somebody has a genuine concern, then I think we would need to open up the office of the council to them to allow them to come in and have that concern aired.
But just because these letters are anonymous, they still can't be completely ignored.
You see, you're after making a very good point, because is it factual? If it's not factual, have you anyone to go back to? So if something is sent, and which has been sent, a lot of correspondence sent to all sections of the media, and indeed the media themselves have decided to print them, decided to air them, who have you to go back to if it's not true? You've no one to go back to. So I think there should be a procedure in place that if whoever it is, before they send it to all the media outlets and send to all the political and party whips, it may not be factual, it may be factual, but if it's not factual, you've no one to go back to.